Peace in times of turmoil. Hang on to your peace. First, a reading from Scriptures, from John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated, and cowardly and unsettled. Okay, why is it that so many people run around today acting like Chicken Little, in a state of panic, with their arms up in the air, crying out, "The sky is falling! The sky is falling!" The internet, radio, TV, social media, and newspapers broadcast endless messages in bold headlines announcing doom and destruction. TV talk shows are filled with experts who tell us how bad it is, and that we can only expect it to get worse. On every front, we are bombarded with endless bad news. In this verse, we find Jesus speaking to his disciples just before the crucifixion. He tells them that when he leaves, the Holy Spirit will come to them and will serve as their comforter, counselor, helper, advisor, advocate, strengthener, guide, and teacher. Jesus gives them a very precious gift, his answer to stay strong and succeeding in difficult times. Jesus gives his disciples the gift of peace. Some translations use the Hebrew word shalom for peace, prosperity, and wholeness. Jesus gave us peace that transcends your circumstances, defies understanding, cannot be taken away from you, calms a troubled heart, conquers worry, doubt, and fear, refuses to be swayed by our emotions, is not easily intimidated, is brave and courageous, refuses to flinch or waver, enables us to stare death in the face, knowing that in the end, victory is ours, comes with prosperity and wholeness in every area of our life, and was given freely to all men by the Prince of Peace. Child of God, I encourage you to celebrate and wrap yourself in the priceless robe of peace that was bought with a price, the blood of Jesus. Live in his peace today. Father, I thank you for leading me to a place of green pastures and still waters. Thank you for restoring my soul. Holy Spirit, help me remember who I am in Christ, and that with Jesus I can have perfect peace in the midst of every storm. Through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.